You're listening to Matt and Eric's Cosmic Corridors. Matt and Eric's Cosmic Corridors is not recorded in front of a live studio audience. Episode 1, A New Home.
Mac fries to go, give me a Big Mac fries to go, give me a Big Mac fries to go, give me a Big Mac.
You've been talking to yourself all day.
I'm singing to myself. It's my way of coping with the loss. His death was tragic. It reminded me of the death of Rorschach.
You only met my uncle twice.
I remember both occasions fondly.
He spent the whole time telling you about alien abductions in the 1940s.
Well, that's why I remember.
My uncle's death wasn't tragic. He was 80 years old and he drank and smoked every day.
I hope I get to live such a full life.
The only reason you were at the funeral is you got me kicked out of my flat this morning. Because of you, I showed up in a car containing everything I own. Did you see my mum's face? I was really embarrassed, especially as the car's only half full.
Your landlord was such a jerk throwing our stuff out into the street. All because I slept on your floor whilst looking for a place.
You stayed 6 months.
We've still got a roof over our heads tonight, thanks to your uncle and that house he left you. May God rest his soul. Which way now?
Right here. My family aren't best pleased he left his house to me alone. I didn't have anything in common with Uncle, but then neither did anyone else. I suppose I was the only one who tolerated his bonkers conversations. Speaking of which, what do you mean? It reminded you of the death of Rorschach.
Rorschach? The character from Watchmen? The one who wears a mask with an ink blot on it?
Are you comparing my uncle's death to that of a comic book character?
Not a comic book. A graphic novel. Inspiration to the finest sci-fi dance tune ever, DEFCON 1 by Pop Will Eat Itself. Give me a Big Mac, give me fries to go.
Ah, so that's what you've been mumbling to yourself all day. I thought you were daydreaming about food. You certainly helped yourself plenty at lunch. Uncle died peacefully in his sleep. He didn't get thrown off a building.
Something at that funeral really moved me.
Your knife and fork moved fast enough, shoveling all that food down.
I've had the funniest feeling all day. It's like somebody or something is trying to communicate with me, you know.
That'll be them now.
Rorschach wasn't thrown off a building. You're confusing him with his fellow superhero, the comedian.
That's funny, because DEFCON 1 isn't the best dance song about science fiction. Are you going to answer that?
Is it David Bowie, Space Oddity, Life on Mars? You know what they should have played at your uncle's funeral? Ashes to Ashes.
Funk to Funky. Uncle was more of a Frank Sinatra fan. My way.
Which way?
That way. I'm not a fan of Bowie. Don't you have voicemail?
All today I've had this funny feeling. It's like there's something in the air.
And that sound waves, Matt. They're coming from your phone.
I can't answer it. I'm driving. Why don't you answer it?
Okay, where is it?
Trouser pocket, front left.
Steady on. I like you, but not that much.
Don't be silly. Just fish it out.
You fish it out. You can take one hand off the wheel, can't you?
I'm not sure I can get it from here. These jeans are pretty tight. I may have put on some weight recently.
Well, you piled on plenty at the luncheon today.
You have a better chance of getting the phone from where you are.
Saved by the end of the bell. Left here.
It was the wrong number, anyway.
How do you know that?
Because I've been here before.
Never mind. So, are you going to tell me, what is the best sci-fi inspired dance song?
Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
The one with Christopher Walken dancing in the video. What's that got to do with sci-fi?
Ah, well, the video is misleading. The song's actually about Frank Herbert's Dune.
Christopher Walken danced to a song about giant sandworms and witches and a war on a desert planet.
Yep, do you remember the lyric? Walk without rhythm, and it won't attract the worm.
Yes. And in June, they had to walk without rhythm or the sandworms would come and eat them. You've got a point.
Yeah. And what was the album called?
Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars.
And in the June saga, what were they collecting deep beneath the desert?
Water.
And what did they collect it with?
Lots of guttering.
And where was the human race headed?
Scattered to the stars. I bow to your mental abilities. But now I need to know where we're headed.
This looks familiar.
You don't sound very sure.
Uncle didn't invite me round often. He was very secretive and antisocial.
Antisocial? So you did have something in common then?
This is the street.
What number?
Number 6.
Is that it over there?
No, it's the next house along.
Okay.
You're talking to yourself again.
Huh?
Look, we're here.
Wow, it's big.
It was supposed to be a guest house. Uncle said he was going to refurbish and open it again, but after 60 years, he never completed the building work.
Did he even make a start?
Well, he was a Looney Tune. I think he spent most of his time looking out for aliens.
That explains the satellite dish. It's a big one. Perhaps it's for receiving broadcasts from your anus.
Well, I can hear the broadcasts from your anus loud and clear without needing a dish. Enough talk, let's unload the car. That's everything out of the car.
Come on, let's explore. Lounge. Big sofa. Big TV. Nice.
Kitchen. Complete with toasty maker.
Hey, Ezra, this must have been your uncle's study. Look at all this cool stuff.
A lava lamp. An Etch-a-Sketch. A Rubik's Cube.
Wait, look.
The Atari 2600 video computer system.
Classic console heaven.
Wood veneer, joysticks, top-loading cartridges. Not a scratch on it. Primitive by today's standards, but in 1977, it was the start of a revolution. What games are there?
Well, there's Pac-Man and Star Raiders and loads more. No wonder your uncle never finished the building work.
Look in the other box.
I don't recognise these other games. Raidan Star League sounds good. Not sure about Space Cadet pre-qualification, though. Sounds a bit dull.
You want to play Space Cadet pre-qualification?
No, I don't.
You want to play Space Cadet pre-qualification?
No, I don't. Your mind tricks don't work on me.
Are you okay? You're talking to yourself again. Perhaps there's a gas leak in here, because it's like you're hallucinating.
Very funny. Now you really are playing tricks on me. There's gas in here, all right. But so far, I haven't leaked any. You'll know when I do.
Better out than in.
Better up than down.
Come on, priorities. One, kettle on, cup of tea.
Two, cheese toasties.
Three, hook up the video game.
Let's do it!
Houston, we have main engine ignition.
It's working. It's working.
We have Atari liftoff. Budge over, wide ass. One quick game, and then we finish the unpacking and explore the rest of the house.
Wow, this Raidan Star League game is pretty impressive. Which character are you going to play? I want to be Commander Sinclair.
Then I'll be the baddie. Prince Khan.
Ezra, is it okay if I stay here for a while? I mean, it's a massive place. Take that, Khan.
Sure, as long as you actually get off your lazy backside and lend a helping hand. It's big. It needs a lot of fixing up.
You talking about my backside?
Well, that's big too, but I meant the house. I haven't got the cash to pay someone else to do the work. I've got you in my sights now, Sinclair.
If you're short of cash, maybe you should sell your uncle's gear. I bet this Atari and the games are worth a few bob.
I'm not going to sell them. They're family heirlooms.
But on eBay...
Drop it. You don't want to incur my wrath. Take that, Commander Sinclair.
Gone! Gone! Ha! You didn't kill me, you only hurt me.
Your car could come in handy for hauling stuff from the DIY centre.
Why do they call it do-it-yourself? I mean, there's lots of things I do for myself. They don't all get called do-it-yourself.
What do you do for yourself?
Cook. They don't call it cook-it-yourself, do they?
I'm not sure making cheese toasties and pot noodles actually counts as cooking.
Work? I work? They don't call it work it yourself, do they?
As opposed to paying someone else to work for you.
That's what rich people do. They just tell other people to do the work whilst they make all the money.
Interesting theory.
And what about entertainment? If I went down the pub and told a joke, they wouldn't call it entertaining it me, you, yourself, would they?
In your own unique way, you're in danger of making some sense.
I mean, the TV is full of ordinary people now. Who says entertainment must be from professionals? Half the people you see on the TV and in movies are only there because they're the son or daughter of somebody famous.
Angelina Jolie, daughter of John Voight. Kiefer Sutherland, son of Donald Sutherland. Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. Both sons of Martin Sheen. The list goes on.
Nicole Richie, daughter of Madonna and Guy Richie.
That's not right.
Jessica Simpson, daughter of O.J. Simpson.
No.
Don King, brother of Stephen King.
No. No.
Paris Hilton, daughter of Hotel Hilton.
Enough.
All I'm saying is that somebody should come up with a way that anybody, ordinary blokes like you and me, can conjure up fun things and share them with everyone else.
Well, they did. It's called the internet, and it's full of crap. But don't worry, one day they'll put so much crap on the internet that even you'll be on it.
Never mind, I'm going to have my revenge. Launching torpedoes!
Ah! I'm Sinclair, you got me! But come on, let's check out the rest of the house before it gets late. Look at this corridor, Matt Moss. These must have been the guest bedrooms.
Yeah, the doors will have numbers on them.
Hey, look, Matt Moss. It's room 101. This is where Big Brother lives.
This can't be the Big Brother house. Unless they've all been evicted already. Does this mean we'll be on the next series?
I meant Big Brother as in George Orwell. 1984, the novel?
Never read it.
Well, room 101 is where they tortured people in the story.
Great. I'm not going in there now.
Don't be silly. Oh, it's locked. Strange. There's no keyhole.
Maybe it's just stuck. Stand back.
I don't think that's wise.
Ow! Maybe you're right.
This one's jammed as well.
And this?
Curious. Let's see how many more rooms we have in here. Oh, another corridor.
And another. Let's pick up the pace.
Jeez. It's like a labyrinth. But thankfully, not one with David Bowie.
This place is enormous.
It's bigger on the inside than the outside.
Which way is back?
Well, you tell me. Take the third door on the right. Go down the end of the corridor. Then it's the last door on the left.
This way.
Well, how did you know which way to go, Matt Moss?
The voice told me.
I'm not a voice. I'm a pan-dimensional being. What voice?
Good question. What's your name, Mr. Voice Inside My Head?
Ken.
Ken? Is that short for something?
Yes. Kenneth.
That's not a very pan-dimensional sounding name.
Well, what would you prefer? Kendo, Wendo, Shooby, Dooby, Wooby, Panooby, I suppose.
I was thinking more along the lines of Farty Start Blast.
You have a vivid imagination.
Hello, Matt. You all right? You're talking to yourself again.
No, he's not. Who said that?
Ken. That's who I was talking to. He's some kind of ghost.
Not a ghost. I exist in another dimension.
Ken? Uncle Ken? Is that you?
Yes, it's me, Eric.
But you're dead? We buried you this morning. And why were you talking to Matt but not me? I'm the one who's your nephew.
I was talking to both of you, but Matthew's psychokinetic powers are strong. Eric, to improve your telepathic abilities, you must learn to clear your mind of all distractions.
Cool! My psychopathic powers are strong!
Shut up, Matt Moss. I'm trying to concentrate. Uncle Ken, how about this for a clear mind? No.
Well, what about now? I'm really not thinking of anything.
No, do try harder. It's no fun peering into your mind, I can tell you. You're really quite filthy, aren't you?
If I ever told your mother about what was in there...
I'll say this for you. If you're an hallucination, you know your stuff. Give me a second to silence my thoughts. How about now?
No. To you, my thoughts probably sound like a whisper on the wind. But on my side, I'm shouting as loud as I can. And it's given me a splitting headache, I can tell you.
I'm doing my best.
Be more like Matt. He has managed to clear his mind completely.
Well, it's easy for Matt to clear his mind. He has a head start on the rest of us. So, Uncle Ken, what's it like being on the other side?
Other side of what?
Well, you know, being a ghost.
As I said once already, I'm not a ghost. I just exist on a different plane of reality. Hold on. Sorry, I have a call coming in from another, other dimension. I'll get back to you boys later.
Is that dogs?
Sounds like it's coming from the backyard.
Strange looking dogs. They must be mongrels.
They like you.
I know this sounds strange, but I think they're trying to tell me something.
Well, it must be your newly found telepathic abilities, Matt. Let me guess. Come quick. Sandy is trapped down the old mine shaft.
No, they're hungry. Is there any food?
I'll go check the cupboards to see if Uncle left any tins. I wonder who's been feeding them in the meantime.
Maybe it was Ken.
Yeah, right. Uncle Ken, the ghost, must have done it.
Ugh. I know, but you get used to him.
Here you go.
Yeah, I better keep them away from me. I'm allergic to dogs.
That's okay. They're allergic to you too.
Are you trying to tell me you speak dog now? At long last, you'll be able to enjoy a conversation with an intellectual equal.
Don't ask me how it works, but it feels like I know what these dogs are saying.
Well, ask them what their names are.
Huey, Dewey and Louie.
Now I know you're crazy.
Oh, we've been playing this game for 4 hours now. I'm knackered. I'll have to go to bed soon.
Oh, is that the time? Bugger, I've got to go to work tomorrow. Let's just finish this level.
Oh, addictive game though. What did you say it was called again?
Space Cadet Pre-Qualification.
Strange name. Hold on, I'm nearly through.
Take this, and that.
We've done it.
Congratulations. You have completed Space Cadet Pre-Qualification.
Cool. The Atari is talking to us. And it's Stephen Hawking doing the voice.
Weird. But it wasn't Stephen Hawking. It's just a voice synthesizer.
Please proceed to room 101 where your programs will commence shortly.
He just told us to go to room 101. Should we go?
Don't be silly. It's just an odd coincidence.
No, it's not a coincidence. Please proceed to room 101 without delay.
Wow. This is a strange day. I suppose we'd better go.
This message was brought to you by Stephen Hawking voiceovers. Science made human.
I told you it was him.
This is it. But last time, I couldn't even turn the handle.
It's turning now.
Go on. Go in.
You first.
All right, you big Jesse.
Come in. Come in, Apprentice Eric. Much to learn, have you?
Well, agreed. Let's begin with, who the heck are you? What are you doing here? How do you know my name? And why are you green?
Master Miyodomi, you call me. Pink you are. Know you why?
Well, because I live in England and never see the sunshine?
Good answer you give. wise beyond your years. To your other questions, my response is, from far away I come. Came through this portal.
My God! It's full of stars! It must be a gateway to another universe.
Well, I wouldn't call something that small a gateway. More like a cat flap to another universe.
Big enough for me it is.
It must be annoying to have to jump to reach the knob on a normal door.
Does this mean there's intelligent life on other planets?
On other planets? Yes. Now, important news I have. Into the Legion of Space Cadets. Induct Eric, I must.
I don't remember asking to be inducted into the Legion of Space Cadets. But as I'm currently unemployed, tell me more.
Your uncle was to be inducted. His death. That interrupted.
You were going to induct my 80-year-old uncle into the Legion of Space Cadets?
Yes, but I died before my training could begin.
Weren't you a little old to become a space cadet, Uncle Ken?
I wasn't so old when we began fitting the transgalactic gateways.
That explains all those doors.
And the big satellite dish.
So, Uncle Ken, you really were abducted by aliens.
Abducted? Your uncle was not. Abductor he was. Captured me for 3 weeks. Ancient Earth tortures performed he did.
Torture?
He exaggerates.
Terrible they were. One torture, the nipple twist, was called. Another, the Chinese burn. My underpants. Tell you what he did, I won't. But wear them again, I could not.
I thought Miyoda was an alien invader. I was doing my duty to protect Mother Earth.
In some desolate place, held captive I was.
Roswell?
Shakewell.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Only release after I promised to take Ken as my apprentice and train him in the Space Cadet course, foundation level. Now, your uncle is dead, but my promise I shall keep. You, Apprentice Eric, shall take his place as Space Cadet.
Ezra, you're going to be a Space Cadet!
Wait a moment. Uncle Ken, I thought you said you encountered aliens in the 1940s. Why did it take you so long to start your training?
We started fitting the portals to the house, but I died just before they were completed.
Galactic gateways are needed to travel to other worlds and perform the training. Building work behind schedule it fell.
Your builders fell 60 years behind schedule.
Some things are the same all over the universe.
Well, that explains all those sticking doors, I guess. But this is madness. I'm not going to travel to alien worlds on my own.
Can I come as well? Can I?
Only one place on the course is designated.
Can I?
I'm not doing it without him.
Very well.
Woohoo!
Too late in the semester to find a replacement it is now. Portals fitted already. At least one human we must have. There are a lot of equal opportunities paperwork I must fill. Weak and feeble race humans. Two of you combined, comparable to one normal student you are.
Yes, get in.
Weak and feeble. Take a look in the mirror, Pipsqueak.
Size matters not. My ally is the course, which begins with the Space Cadet training course, foundation level. And a powerful ally it is, too. Judge me by my size, do you? Judge this.
That was impressive.
And painful.
The universe, a dangerous place it is. Skills to protect yourself you lack. Teach you self-defense I will. But first, wax your car and paint your garden fence you must.
Because the repetitive motions of waxing and painting will train our bodies to instantly block any attacker's blows.
No, because your car is dirty and your fence needs painting. In the meantime, for protection, guardians you have.
The dogs.
A proud and noble race of protectors, honored as bodyguards across the galaxy.
Proud and noble? Then why is Louis licking his balls?
Many questions you have. Answered in time they will be. Now, for your first lesson. Time it is.
Where's that music coming from?
Learn the song of the space cadets, you must. Along with me, sing you will.
How can we sing a song when we haven't learned the words yet?
Just use your telepathy, singing along, soon you'll be.
We're space cadets, I'm proud of it too. Battling enemies old and new, always ready for a new caper. Fighting for freedom and for the future. This is the song of the space cadets. We won't save the galaxy from our beds. We get up, we wash, we comb our hair, brush our teeth and decide what to wear. Something smart and practical too. Can't tell what adventures we'll get into.
How can I sing a song if you won't teach me the lyrics?
Just listen to the melody, the words go along, you will see.
We're space cadets, we do what we ought to, protecting innocence from the naughty. We never ask what's in it for me, our reward is defeating tyranny. This is the song of the space cadets. We won't save the galaxy from our beds. We get up, we wash, we comb our hair, brush our teeth and decide what to wear. Something smart and practical too. Can't tell what adventures we'll get into.
This can't be happening, I'm trapped in a Disney movie.
Just allow the music to move you, get into your head and start to groove you.
I don't know how it works, but I find I'm singing the words.
Now you're getting the hang of it. You're ready to be a space cadet.
We're space cadets, surprising to say.
He's Matt,
he's Eric, it's our first day. From now on we'll follow our orders, righting wrongs and stopping invaders. This is the song of the space cadets. We won't save the galaxy from our beds. Our hair is combed and our face is washed. Teeth are white cause we brushed and flossed. Wearing comfortable shoes and rainproof jackets. We're ready to travel to other planets. This is the song of the space cadets.
But now it's getting time for our beds.
Now, a good night I should wish you. Sleep well. Lessons. 8 a.m. tomorrow they start.
I've got to work tomorrow.
Lessons. 8 a.m. Saturday they start.
That's pretty early for a weekend. Any chance of a lie-in?
Lessons. 11 a.m. Saturday they start. Rest well and be prepared. Much have you to learn. Good night.
See that? He vanished through the space-travelling cat flap.
I want to have a go.
I don't think you'd fit.
Perhaps if I stick my head in, then it can travel to outer space.
No need. Your head's already in outer space. We should get to bed. That's what the song told us to do.
Just one more game of Donkey Kong.
So, how did you enjoy your first day as a space cadet?
Very good, Uncle. Have you been here watching me the whole time?
I can remember when I first encountered Master Miyoda.
Oh, yeah?
I was a lot younger than you are now. It was frightening, but exciting too. Are you looking forward to your first interplanetary mission?
Can this wait?
I noticed you were on your own, and your mind seemed unusually clear of distractions.
Look, I'm on the toilet here.
Ah, yes. Let's talk tomorrow.
You've been listening to Matt and Eric's Cosmic Corridors.
Is that you, Uncle?
Matt and Eric's Cosmic Corridors was produced by Matt and Eric Productions.
It's late, you know.
Words by Eric, music by Matt.
Are you finished? I want to get some sleep tonight.
All voices by Matt and Eric. Want to hear more adventures from Matt and Eric's Cosmic Corridors? Then visit www.cosmic-corridors.com.
Who are you talking to?
Honestly, I don't know. Be seeing you.